Finished this yesterday, but we just literally stopped at the end. But as Mr. Reichik said, what's the story with the Tefillin Shalyad? V'kuluk sivi ba'adre. And all of those parshas that we went through yesterday, with a total of six, two and one, two and the other one, each one one, that are in the Tefillin Shel Rosh, in the four compartments, when it comes to the Tefillin Shalyad, they're all in there. So look at the top Rashi. Kol ha'ksuvim halalu ksuvim b'zroa b'beis echad, b'beis echad. The Tefillin Shalyad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, is the... all of the parsha are written in one bayish. Osin shayed ena ela bayis echad. Can I read them in Menachos? The whole parsha is ksuva bay. So in Menachos we say, unlike the Tefillin Shel Rosh, where there are four compartments, this only has one, and all of the parshas are indeed in that bayis. Okay, in that one bayis. Two dots top of the page. Omravin Barav Hud again vavam ed bayis. Omravin Barav Ada Omrav Yitzchak Klarogalova the bayis Knesses. Somebody who's always a regular shul goer, he's always in shul, does not come one day. It's not just that the gabbai starts wondering where he is, okay? But you got someone a lot more important than that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashal Boy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks, where is he? What's going on? Shemar, as the Pasuk says, Mibuchem Yirei Hashem. Who is amongst you the God-fearing person? Shemaya Kol Avdai listens to the voice of his servant. Ashehola Hashechim, who goes in the dark, veinogele, and there's no light. So, let's see Rashi. So, basically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned about this person who's now, by not being in shul, he's in darkness, and he's not in the light. Mashal Bai, Rashi, Mativa Shel Pliny. What's the nature of going on? What's going on with that fellow? Lamalaybo, why is he not here? So Kosh Baruch Hu does take attendance. It's not just the schools that do that. Yoreis Hashem, Shirogel Lovoy Elov. He used to always come to the shul, to the base Knesset, to manifest his Yir Shemayim, to be able to pray to Kosh Baruch Hu. Right. So Asheholach. Next Rashi, Asheholach Chasheichim Veinogalai. Asher Atab, right now, even though he always would come, always show his Yir Shemayim, but right now, Asher Atab, Holach Lomokum Choshech, right now he's gone to a dark place. Ashimona Atzma Bilahashkim Lepisri, he's held himself back from getting up to come to my doorway. So where is he? What's going on with him? So the expression that's used is he's gone into darkness and no light. Veinogalai. So what is, let's see what happens with this fellow. Says so imlidvar, what's the aleph? The imlidvar mitzvah holach. So now the Gemara explains: if he's going to a dvar mitzvah, then noigalai. So if his excuse is a good excuse that I was involved in a mitzvah, and we know that oisik mitzvah potam in a mitzvah, so you potter if you're involved in something already, then you have a good reason. I was doing a different aspect of Yir Shemayim, so I have a good reason. But I had to wait outside because computers were on sale and I needed to be up 2 o'clock in the morning a week before, you know, to get the save $100. Halach vim l'dvar shus halach, if you went to a dvar shus, ain noigaloi. There's no light for that guy. That's not a good excuse, and no, that's not, you're not putting yourself in a good position. Yiftach b'shem Hashem. So the pasuk continues. You should have trust in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My timer. What's the reason that the pasuk ends that way? Mishum devilei. What's the reason why there is no light? I guess mishum devilei l'vtach b'shem Hashem v'lei padach. Because he should have trusted HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He did not trust. So then, ve'noigaloi. There's no light for that person. That's not a good situation. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not happy with him. Okay, so it really depends, and as typical, depends on why. Okay, next Gemara, next two dots. Amar B'yechon, B'shosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu bo b'basic Knesset, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes into the shul, Le'imotza ba'asara, he does not find 10. No, her 10 don't show up. I mean, remember we said that he actually gets there first, we said earlier. He precedes the people, he waits for them. Miyadu kois, he's unhappy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry when the minion doesn't show up. Shemar madua bossi, v'ein ish. Okay, Why have I come and there is no man here? Krasi ve'enoda. I call out and there's nobody to answer. So this is a good little Gemara to put up on the walls of the Minyanim to give everybody an impetus to come on time. Okay, let's see Rashi. Ve'en ona shiur shiuchulana is tovah kedusha. There is there's nobody to answer, meaning that who got up, who's able to answer and showed came into shul to be able to answer the dvarim shebe kedusha. Because one of the reasons why it's so important to be with a minion is because now you can say baruch hu, you can say yesh merabah, you can say kedusha, but karasi ve'ona. But I call out and there are no answers. There are no people answering because the minion has fallen silent. Yeah? You sure?
Is the first word shiur, not shior?
I don't think, how would shiur fit in?
Shiur is the measurement. Right? Shiur is a measurement.
Right? I know, but...
The measurement of 10? You need 10 to answer?
It may be. Maybe, okay, the requisite amount could be. Okay, but it's the same idea that you don't have 10 and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unhappy. Now, Amar v'chel by Amar v'huna, kol ha-kaveya mokom l'tfiloso, so somebody sets a mokom kavua. There's a famous concept in davening of a mokom kavua. A person should have a set place where he daven, shouldn't be all over the place. Now, I think it means when he davens Shemon Esrei, it doesn't mean a lot of people like to walk around from a Pesuk and a Zimra, but when you daven Shemon Esrei, you really should daven in a set place. And if you do that, the God of Avram is at his side helping him. Shemes, and when that person dies, they say to him, "I anov, I chassid." Woe to the anov who is now lost, woe to the chassid. So they're bemoaning the loss of this special person. Because if you are consistent in your davening, the makam kavua, it's a sign that you are an anav and you're chassid. Because it's a sign of humility. This is where I belong. This is... Can you pass the tissues, please? Okay. Thanks. Yes, he says, right, so when he passes away, literally it's like an Adam Chashev passed away. It seems like we can get a lot of brownie points just for davening in the same place. Helps your concentration, sign of humility, you take your davening seriously. So a lot of different aspects of why Mokum Kavu is important. Let's see here. Oymrim lo, I anav, I chassid, b'tamidiv shel Avraham Avinu. And he's from the students of Avraham Avinu. This person who is made sure he had a makam kavua. Really? So where do we see from Avraham? Avraham Avinu min olam dekavam makam. How do we know that Avraham Avinu himself had a makam kavua? I know that's what happened. The ksiv, because the pasuk says, "Vayashkim Avram baboker." Avram got up in the morning. Elmakam sh'amad sham, to the place where he stood before. So when Avram prayed for Lot, he went to the same place where he prayed for Sodom. So vidamida elat fila, and when you use the expression of amad, sh'amad sham, ein amida elat fila, amida is means davening. Shemar v'yamoid Pinchas v'yipalel. Pinchas stood up to daven. So there again, in the context of tefillah, we use the word amida, standing, which again is the word we use also for Shemon Esrei. Okay, let's do the Rashi's. Elokei Avram shekava mokam litfilaso. So we specifically reference the God of Avraham because it was Avram Avinu who was kaveya, a place for his tefillah. But Ozro, Kederach Shaya Ozer Li Avram. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be help and support to this person the same way he was helping and supporting Avram Avinu. So again, it's certainly a good thing, and this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch as well, that Makam Kavua is not a thing to take lightly. Okay, Amar V'chel B'Amar V'Huna, Hayotzi Mibesa Knesses. When a person leaves the shul, Ayaf Siya P'Siya Gasa, Don't sort of run out with a big step and, you know, start, you know, dancing and moving real quickly out of there. It looks like you're trying to run away. Don't do that, Rashi. I have seen a gasa lefisha mara ba'atzmo she ikuv beis haknesses gleim olov kamasi. Looks like hanging around shul was like a big burden for you. So I can only wait to get out. You don't run away from shul. You can run to shul, but don't run away from shul. Amr Abaye, lo yomer el mefik. Do not. The Abaye says that's only true on leaving. Avol meil mitzvah lemarayit. But when it comes to going to the shul, it's a mitzvah to run. Shemar near the foladasa Hashem. Let us run to know God. And clearly, when we're davening, we're creating a close relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Could you imply from that leaving early too?
Well, definitely. I mean, leaving early has other issues. You're leaving, you know, parts of davening. So yeah, I mean, there's got to be a good reason for a person to leave early. Otherwise, that is a problem. Near the fall.
Well, we had that earlier, where Kadosh Baruch Hu tears up your. I mean, you were leaving someone. To be concerned about the
daven, but here, let's say you're leaving the minyan, but you're leaving, you know, before the minyan is really done. That's also it's depends. I mean, obviously, you need a very good reason, but that's not a good thing, right? Okay, so look at Rashi near the fa. Loshen Marutza, Mashmash Arodev Rutz. Okay, the one who's running runs. I'm not sure what Rashi's adding here. Loshen Marutza, Mashmash Arodev Rutz. Okay, yeah, I mean, I'm not sure the difference between Rutz and Rodev. Rodev is running and Rutz is running, so I'm not sure what the.
I don't know if someone's been chased.
Yeah, well. Could that's one of the, it's one of the possible meanings, but you know, clearly it just means a runner. In simple, here in this kind of terminology, okay, maybe one's ruts is quicker, but your ruts, maybe ruts is applies a quicker type of running than the redifa.
That was the word dirdaf, let us proceed.
What?
It says here in English, it says, the word nirdaf, let us pursue, as opposed to run, let us pursue.
Uh-huh.
So that might be that one is pursuing and one is running.
I hear, okay.
It's interpreted here in the sense of running or pursuit. Pursuer typically runs.
Fine. Okay, so Amr of Zera. So Zera says, Meiresh kevi chazina, back to the Gemara. We are the first, right there, Amar. Amar Rabbi Zera, Meiresh keva chazinul rabbanon v'karita l'pirka b'shabata. Originally, when I saw the rabbis running to shear on Shabbos, amino k'machalim rabbanon shabata. I was saying that these rabbis were mamish, you know, breaking the spirit of Shabbos. It's strong language. They weren't actually mechal Shabbos like one of Lamatas Malachas, but I thought it was not nice. It's not part of you know, the atmosphere of Shabbos to be running even to shear, even to hear the shear of the rabbi.
Be Shabbos-like.
Yeah, very good. Yes. Now let's discuss the threes on threes in the backyards throughout Jewish communities. That's a whole other story. Yeah, he says, Kamachal Rabban Shabbata, Kivan the Shemana, Lahod the Rabbi Tanchum Rabbi Shuban Levi. But once I heard that which Rav Tamchin said in the name of Shuban Levi, the Olam Yoritz Adam Ludvar Locha, Afil B'Shabbos, a person should always run to hear a shear, even on Shabbos, because you're running for a Dvar Mitzvah, Shema Acher Hashem Yechu, Karye Yeshug, okay, after Kadosh Baruch Hu, they go like a lion screaming, because everyone runs real fast when the lion's yelling, Anon Nami Rehitna. So I now run as well. So I join. So you can't beat him, you join him. And Lamaisa, I saw it was the right thing. I understood now it wasn't a bad thing. It was actually a mitzvah. So I joined the club. There's some people wear sneakers on Shabbos. Maybe that's why they want to run to Dvar Mitzvah. I don't know. But okay. So let's see the Rashi. Mechalyin Rabbanon Lepirka, Shmoy Hadrasha. So they used to run to hear the drasha by the rabbi. So I thought that originally Mechalyin Rabbanon Shabbat, Dama Mar, Osalof Sop Siagasa Bishabbos, Shemar, Imtoshev Mishabbos Raglecha. So you have to keep your feet on Shabbos, you know, nice and calm. You shouldn't be running and exercising all types of inappropriate activity, not Shabbosic activity. So I thought it was really wrong, but now I see that nothing is wrong because it's for Dvar Mitzvah and running is appropriate. Okay, back to the Gemara. Amar Bzeira, Igra de Pirka Riata, the real reward you get for going to Shir is the running to get there. Okay, because sometimes you go to a shir, you don't follow, maybe even chop a dribble in the middle, you know, and whatever it is, but you ran to the shir, you showed your concern, you get, that's what you get reward for. Don't feel that if you didn't follow, you didn't accomplish anything. I'm going to buy Igra de Kala Duchka, the Igra of going to these shurim before Yontif is the pressure that you have to put up with the crowded, the crowding and the pushing and the shoving, and you put up with it to be there. That's the source of your schar. Amar Rava, Igra de Shmaitza Svara, the reward of your learning comes from Svara, from using your head and using your logic to try to figure things out. So that's where there's the big plug for Iyun Seder, because that's where you're really using your mind when you do go through a sugya slowly and really learn it well. Amar of Papa, Igra de Beit Tamya Shtikusa, the reward for going to a base Avel is keeping the old, mouth quiet. Way too many people say way too many inappropriate things. So the real kayach, the real reward comes from sitting there quietly. You wait for the Avel to speak to you. You don't start chiming in with all kinds of stuff. Amar Marzutra, Igra de Tanisa Tzidkosa, The reward for fasting comes from giving tzedakah, because aniyim would come by for food at the end of the tainis, so giving them the food would be the main reward for the fasting. And Amar Sheshes, Igra d'Aspeida d'Luye, the reward for eulogies is the tears, the wailing that causes tears on the part of the people listening to your speech. You have to try to get them to be moved, so when the speaker gives an emotional eulogy, that's where the reward comes from. And Amar Vashi, Igra de Beilula Mili, and the reward for going to a simcha is based on the words you share with the chassan that makes the kala that much more, that much more beloved to the chassan. So when you say those nice words, that's where you get the reward. Okay, let's catch up on the Rashi's. Igra de Pirka. Okay, so he says, Iker kibul schar habrios haratzim l'shmo adrasha mipi chacham. Okay, the main receiving of the schar for people who run to hear the drasha of the wise individual, he's schar amrutza. It's a schar running to the shir. She arubim enam mevinim lamagirsa. Most of them don't really understand exactly what the shir was about. Vleimah shmo mipi rabban, to say over something clearly from the Rebbe, lachazman, after a time, shikabu schalimud, so that would have warranted the schalimud. In other words, if you hear the shir and you know it and you got it, well, that obviously you have schalimud, that's even better, but so many people don't, so what's the point of them going to the shir? The answer is the running to the shir. You showed concern, you showed avasatayra, and that's wonderful. Next Rashi, Igra de Kala, Shabbos, I'm sorry, Shabbos Shalafnei Regel, it is the Shabbos before Yontif, Shakol Nesaf L'Shmoa Hilchas HaRegel. Okay, so nowadays, the Shabbos HaGadol Drasha, the Shabbos Shuvah Drasha is, more Musar. Okay, but in those days, it was really a lot about halachas, to know how to approach Yontif, to know what to do. So the main reward for that is sort of, pushing in and dealing with the big crowds. Igra de Shmaita Svara, Shiogeya Vitorech Umachashem Lovin Tamishaldavar. When a person tried and pushed to understand something, so use your mind to try to ascertain the meaning of a Gemara, that's where you get the schar from. The effort and the energy you put in, that's the schar. Okay, so doesn't mean you don't get any schar for just putting a tape in the car and listening, casually, but that's all not fine and dandy, but a person should try to find time to really use his head. Okay.
So, if you're listening to a Torah tape while you're driving,
you have the schar? And he didn't get any schar, but the schar of Shmaitza, the real schar of, serious learning is a svara. So that's a different dimension. It's a different level, mate. Different level of reward. Okay, definitely better than the alternative stuff on the radio. Okay, he says igra the shmaitis. We did that igra the tanisa tzedkasa. So now he's in stucco. They give tzedakah to the poor people in the evening to support them, and that they're fasting and they're hungry. So that's where you get the main reward, even though you fasted, but the fasting pales in comparison to the tzedakah, because after all, that's the reason why you are fasting. The Rambam says you fast in order for you to do tshuva, and it spurs you to ma'isim tovim. So if the tainus spurs you to give tzedakah, that's a wonderful thing, and that's the main thing. And deluye lehirim kol b'loshin nehi v'agmas nefesh sheyivku hashemin. To wail and to raise one's voice in a very, you know, wailing and, you know, a sad kind of tone to cause, you know, the pain in the hearts of the people, so they should be moved to tears. So the idea is to move people. That's why we're giving eulogies, not just I mean, a lot of people, you know, use it as a chance for a comedy routine. Everyone's cracking up at all the, you know, cute stories of this person's life. That's all fine and dandy. It's really not what a eulogy is supposed to be about. It's supposed to be moving and sad. Okay, Mili, and the main top on the top of the Rashi on the left side of the page, the main reward for going to a chasana is Mili. L'sameach ha-chasam dvarim, to make the chasan happy with words. So sometimes we go to a chasana, we don't even talk to the chasan. Okay, again, not exactly the right thing to do, to spend all night at the sushi bar and not spend time with the chasan. Okay, next Gemara, next two dots, four wide lines down. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, "Kol mispalel achorei beis hakneses nikra rasha." Anybody who davens in the back of the shul, or behind the shul, I should say, is called a rasha. Shemar saviv rishon yisalochin. The wicked go saviv; they go round about. So it sounds like, let's do the Rashi, but it basically sounds like you're davening either behind the shul, behind the shul,
outside the shul.
The back wall of the shul, you're behind there, and it seems you're davening in the wrong direction. So let's see here, let's do the Rashi. All the entrance ways of the shuls were in the east. Me'ein Migdash, U'mishkan. Okay, just like the Migdash and the Mishkan, Pneim L'mayev, Achreim L'mizrach. Their front, their faces were the west, okay, and their back was the east. So you entered into the shul from the east. Mispalel Achreim, again, that was in Bavel, where Eretz Yisrael was to the west. Okay, now we do it the other way around. Mispalel Achreim Beis HaKnesses, if you stand in the back of the shul or behind the shul, and you're not facing the shul, you're behind it, you're in the other direction, you're looking the other way, you look like a heretic. They're all facing the Aron HaKadosh towards, by us, you're facing east, let's talk about our shul, and this guy's davening this way, and he's davening to west. What's it look like? It looks like he's talking to a different god. Okay, so this is not acceptable. This is what you call appearing to be denying the very God that we're praying to. Okay, Vadar Vuna Mukila Labaye Bidaloy Mahadar Ape Labe Kenishta. Okay, and this statement we're going about to establish according to Abaye is when you're not facing the same direction as the people of Shul. So it sounds like you're behind the shul and you're in the wrong direction of the shul. Could be, I think it's true also if you're in the shul in the wrong direction, but it's not so clear from the Gemara. But you shouldn't be in shul either, and everyone's davening this way, and you're davening Shemon Esrei that way. That's not acceptable.
Right.
Okay.
What if the shul's built in the wrong direction?
Well, that's a whole other thing. I remember one summer we had the I think it was Camp Misora, we actually had the Aron HaKodesh facing the wrong way. So the Psak Halacha at that time was that actually we face the Aron the entire time, but for Shemot Esrei, we actually turn around. We actually turn around.
Not to disparage certain shuls in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, so. Okay. Let's proceed. Okay, let's go back there. So we just started the back of the shul, right? Amar Abaye, lo yomer elder lo mahadar apelo bekinishna. That's only true if you're not turning around your head, your face to the shul, in the direction of the rest of the shul. Avo mahadar apelo bekinishna. But if you're turning around and facing the same direction, less lamba. So it sounds like you need tarta. You need two negatives. You're outside and you're in the wrong direction. But like I said, I think they bring down that even if you're in the shul, you shouldn't be in the wrong direction either. That might even be worse. Okay, who gavered the komatzli achure bekinishta? There's a certain fellow who davened in the back of the shul in the wrong direction. He did not face the shul. Cholof Elio, so Elio came by Chazya, and he saw what was going on. Idmelei Kitaya, and he appeared like some kind of an Arab. And Amalei Kadu Bar Kayamos Kamimoroch. He says, You're making like there are two masters here. You're making like the there's somebody else that you're praying to other than the rest of the shul. Sholof safsarei v'kotle, took out a sword and ended the guy's life. So, probably wasn't a tzaddik besides this, but clearly when you A, don't listen to the rabbis, and B, do something heretical like that, I guess you're putting your life in danger. So Leo ended it. Well, when the Eliyahu Navi, you guess you have different rights. Okay. Look at the Rashi. Cholafahutaya Seicher Aravi. It's an Arab merchant. Kadu Bar. Kadu Ishte. Barishus. Two domains. What are you trying to show me that there are two domains? Ki Haida Rina Basuka Hada Aili Babar. They went up in twos. So, that's why this whole Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost thing is so controversial as far as it being truly Avodah Zarah. And that's why people say you can walk into a mosque, you can't walk into a church, because a mosque technically is not Avodah Zarah. There's no physical, and you're not splitting the powers. But when you start talking about a three-headed monster there, that's really problematic.
Going to a mosque?
You're technically allowed to. You're allowed to go into a mosque.
So the mosque over there on Yerushalayim, you can go into.
Yeah. We do. We take these tours, you
go
walk in.
But if you could go, you could go in the mosque on
Harabai. What?
Yeah, when you go to the Maris HaMachpelah, you can't go to the Harabai. That's a different issue. That's not the mosque issue. That's the Harabai's issue. But if you're in the Hebron, you want to walk into when you visit the Maris HaMachpelah, you are passing through mosques there. There are the Arabs there that are praying. Those are Arab places. That's not usher to do. Walking into a church is much more problematic. Okay, weiter, back to the Gemara. So the rabbis told Rav Bibi Rav Abaye, Amalei Rav Bibi Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, or other people say it was Rav Bibi to Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. My krum zulus levnei adam. So that pasuk continues over there. Okay. Saviv Risham is halachun krum zulus levnei adam. So the pasuk that we quoted about walking. If you're outside a shul and you're facing the wrong direction, you're like a rasha. It ends krum zulus levnei adam. So what does krum zulus levnei adam mean? So Amalei, he answered back, Eilu dvarim sha'ayin demurim mishalaylam. Krum, like very high and exalted. That this idea of davening properly are things that stand in the very highest echelons of the world. That these are critical issues that you don't play games with. So look at Rashi. Krum Zulus, Sefer de Krodel El. It's the end of that pasuk. It talks about not being in the back of a shul. So these are the things that stand Berumah Shul Olam. Look at the next Rashi. Go Tefillah, for example, prayer. Sh'ayil Maila. Okay, it goes up to the heavens. So it's not just, it's an expression, but it's also literally Berumah Shul Olam. These are things, Tefillah goes up to the highest echelons of what the world, you know, is all about. So you want to make sure you do it right. So don't play games with the way you daven, and don't daven in the wrong direction, because these are things that stand in a very, very serious spot. But the other mezalzel boy, and if you don't do that right, people are going to be cheapening it and degrading it. That's not a good thing. So that's krumzulas. These are lofty matters, and do not create a zalus. Don't create a cheapening of it by the people. So the Navi is warning us. Okay, to pasuk. Where is that? Actually, it's pasuk in Tillim. Okay, David HaMelech is warning us. Ubnei Adam. Yeah, we did that. Okay, back to the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar, Damar Tavayu. So Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan both say, Kivan Shitzarach Adam Lebrios. If a person needs to come on to other people, Panav Mishtano is Kikrum. So it causes a person's face to change like a krum. Shemar Krum Zalus Levnei Adam. So somehow this krum is a issue of facial expression, of coloring. And when you need people, when you need to come on to people, you have to borrow money, and then they start hassling you, and they start bothering you. It's an embarrassment, and that embarrassment causes your face to change. And these are things that are not good. That shouldn't happen. Okay, my krum. What does a krum mean? What does it have to do with the face changing? There's a certain bird by the sea. Ukrum shemoi, and its name is krum. It's a type of bird. Of a kivon shechama zarachas, and when the sun shines on that bird, mishapech lechama gavonim, it changes to many colors. I don't know if it's a peacock or anything. I don't know what it is, but it's a certain type of bird. And that's why krum implies many colors, because when a person is embarrassed by his debtors who he owes money to, then, you know, it's embarrassing. Kasra of Dimi Omar Oif Echad Yesh. One second, we did that. Ravami Ravasi Damar Tavayu Kilunidom Bishnei Dinim Eshemayim. It's like he's being judged in two different types of judgments, both in fire and water, because his face turns white like water, his face turns red like fire. Shemar Herkafta and Noish Rashenu, you put people on our heads. Banu Beishemayim is like we come into the fire and to the water. So when you have people on your head, pressure, you know, it's not a good situation. It's a mamish. It's torturous, and that's why the IRS is so beloved by people. They put pressure on people, and we don't like them. Let's see here. Dvar Kivan Shitzach Adam Lebrios. Look at Rashi. Who Zol Beineim? So the Zalus, the Krum Zulus. They're Zol in their eyes, because, you know, they feel I can do anything to you, owe me money, and I can, you know, constantly be around. Every time you turn around, there's the guy giving you a smile again. Hey, you know, it's time. We're not supposed to do that. That's not the Jewish way, to constantly put pressure on the person to make him feel rotten. L'Roshenu, Liyos Naisha Banu, the Metargaminon, the Kenosha Karashia. L'Roshenu, so here it's not just in our heads, but it's, it's a lotion of borrowing, that we owe them the money, we borrowed money from them, and that is like we came into fire and water, two different types of punishments in terms of our face changing. Okay, Yomer of Chelbo, let's keep going. We're doing more two dots again, middle of the wide lines. Yomer of Chelbo, Yomer of Huna. Le'olmi Adam Zar B'tfila Mincha. You have to always be careful of Mincha. Shere Eliyahu lo nenev ela B'tfila sa Mincha. Eliyahu was answered during Mincha time, when he daved Mincha Shemar. Vayi ba'aloi sa Mincha v'yaga she Eliyahu anavi v'yomer. Aneni Hashem aneni, please answer me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was Mincha time when Eliyahu prayed to him. Aneni shetarit esh ben Hashemayim. So what are the two anenis? Answer me that a fire should come down from the heaven and consume the kabbanis of mine. Please answer me that they shouldn't say it was a rigged election. They shouldn't say that it was all magic. That's how you did it. You didn't do it because God was on your side. You did it. So bottom line is, public opinion matters. And if Elio was praying, please don't let that happen. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan says that not only you have to be concerned about mincha, you also have to be concerned about ma'ariv. Shemar, tikoin tfilasi kiteres lefanecha. Prepare my tefillah like a katoris in front of you. Masay's kapai, the opening of my hand. Minchas erev, the offering of the evening. So the katoris was offered in the afternoon, and this sounds like this was my tefillah is like the offering like the katoris. Like I think they learn that like right after the katoris. So the katoris is offered in the afternoon, and the next time frame is a ma'ariv and minchas erev. So, that's really still the afternoon, but the tefillah is after the ketores, and therefore we learn out the references is to ma'ariv. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Af Tefillah Shachris. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says even Shachris is very important. Don't play games with Shachris. Shemar Hashem Boke Tishma Koli Boke Eruch Hashem. It's the morning. Please listen to my voice. Boke Eruch Chavatapei. It's the morning. I prepare my tefillahs in front of you, and I await. I anticipate. Good results. We're hoping for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to answer us. Okay. Rav Chel b'Amar Rav Huna, call Hanena Misudas Chosin, Veinu Mesamach, anybody who benefits from the Suda of a Chosin and does not offer him Simcha, does not rejoice with him, Oiver B'Chamisha Koilis. You over five different references to Kol. Shemar, Kol Sason V'Kol Simcha, Kol Sason V'Kol Kala, Kol Omrim Hodus Hashem Tzavokos. So those five Kolos, those five sounds are all referencing to the Chasam Kala. And if you don't do it, then you have that negative repercussion of missing out on all five. You miss Samcha, but if you do it right and you do rejoice with the Chasam, Maschorei, what is your reward? Amar Yeshua ben Levi, Zoich leTorah Shonot leBechamisha Kolos, Zoich leTorah Torah. That was also given with five Kolos. Shemar, how do I know? Because of Ayi, B'yom HaShlishi, B'yos HaBoker, by Yisrael there, was the third day in the morning. V'Kolos, that's two. U'Brokim, V'anan Kaved Alahar, V'Kol Shofar, that's three. V'Ayi Kol HaShofar, that's four. V'Elokim, and then B'Kol. So when you talk about Maimon Har Sinai, there are five different references to the word Kol, and if you you get those the connection to those five kolos, which is Torah. Okay, I ain't vaksiv cholam romus a kolos. What about six? There's a six kol where everybody sees the sounds. They saw the voice, even though you can't normally see a voice. Osen kolos a kolam matan Torah. That was a voice before matan Torah. That the pasuk of that they saw the kolos was referencing before Matan Torah, and therefore does not get into the category of Torah. Rabbi Avo Oimer, Kilu Hikriv Toida. Not only that, it's like also like you offered a sacrifice of Yimisameach the Chosin. Shemar, Vim Toda Beis Hashem. It's like you bring a sacrifice, a Korban Toda, in the house of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's right there in that same pasuk about the kol Simcha, kol Chosin, kol Kalot. It's also like you rebuilt one of the destructed ruins of Yerushalayim, destroyed ruins of Yerushalayim. Shemar, Kyoshiv Eshvus Aretz Kamrishono Amar Hashem. Hashem says, it's like I returned back to Eretz Yisrael like in the old times. God says, so that again is clearly a sign that it's like you rebuilt the city of Yerushalayim, and obviously it's an incredible schus. Okay, let's do the Rashi. Over b'chamisha kolos, mezalza b'chamisha kolos shabirch ben Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. You cheapened and you sort of made fun of the five kolos which Hakadosh Baruch Hu bless Yisrael. What about that they saw the kolos? Osen kolos the kaidem matan Torah have. Hanach kolos basroi these last kolos. Hainu hanach the aribu le'el. It's the same kolos that were talked about earlier. Ukama the nirin. And the Torah tell you that they were seen. The Afabishakol Ena normally a voice is not seen. Zenira, that was seen. So these. Okay, I don't know. I thought it meant that it was proximity time. So that it was these sounds happened before Matan Torah. But Rashi seems to say Hanukolos Basroi Hainu Hanach the Arbuleil. They're the very same kolos that we were talking about earlier. They're just explaining that they actually were able to be seen. This is all the end of that pasuk. It's all talking about the Todah, talking about the ruins of Yerushalayim, and it's like rebuilding Yerushalayim. Okay, Shkoyach.